today?
What?
Born today?
Is it recording?
Born yesterday.
Woo, recording.
Totally recording. Hello, humans of the podcast world. And welcome to the podcast.
Little shrug there.
Hello.
A bit indecisive of what we're talking about.
Well, it's been a while. We haven't done this for a while.
Yeah, welcome back to us.
Yes, woo. Welcome back to us. Yay us.
Go me.
How is us?
Us is good.
Us is good.
Sound German or something.
Us is good.
Us is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been overseas.
Yes, you've been
gallivanting around.
Gallivanting. Wow.
Yeah,
there you
say
go.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Maybe sounds like a horse, but yeah.
Well, yeah. Well. Yeah. So do tell us about your gallivanting.
My girlfriend and I went on a holiday.
Just girlfriend, that's code, by the way, but anyway.
Girlfriend.
Air quotes.
Air quotations.
Him and his dog.
Yeah. Puppy and I went on a holiday. We went to Italy, which is, we haven't been on a holiday for a few years, so we went all out. Went to Italy and then to Paris, about 3 weeks ago.
Is it a country near Italy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Paris is a small planet outside of out of Uranus.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. And which was great. Oh, I went to didn't see much music. We just kind of did touristy things and ate lots of food and drank lots of wine.
If you watch some of our new videos that are going to come out, Alex is obese now.
Yep. I am fat.
He's as wide as he's tall. Filled with cheese and wine.
Yeah. Come on, my children and wine. we didn't see much music. I went to a couple of music shops. Went to a cool one in, I have to remember where this, I think it was Milan, is this cool one. And I played a very nice Les Paul that I kind of fell in love with a bit. That was like this natural top, might have been Coa or something. It was a clear natural top Les Paul. Really, really nice. That was very pretty. And then, while we're in France, Alex from Anna Sounds, who's based out of Nice.
Hello, Alex from Anna Sounds, by the way, if you're listening.
G'day.
Bonjour.
G'day. He said, hey, I'm just going to write a message on the internet and say, hey, we're going to be in Paris. Any recommendations on music shops or like guitar stuff to check out? And he said he's going to be in Paris that same week for a guitar show.
Paris.
So we went out to Puteaux.
Oh, Puteaux. Oui, oui.
Yeah.
Camembert. Camembert.
Bear?
I'm just trying to say French words. Peugeot.
I thought you were being sexy with a bear.
No, Peugeot. Camembert.
Camembert.
Brie. Peugeot. Citroën.
Eiffel Tower.
Croissant.
Croissant.
Gérard Depardieu.
Oh,
sorry.
That's
Flight of the Conchords.
Got me all excited.
Watch Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
It's old, but yeah, watch Flight of the Conchords.
So good.
Gérard Depardieu.
Gérard.
Anyway, yeah, so.
Oh, yeah. So there was going to be a guitar show. And they in a little suburb, really gorgeous little suburb called Puteaux.
Puteaux.
And it's really pretty, kind of older buildings. Not the last stop on the metro line, but sort of out to the edge of the city a bit. And went out there, and it's like a music convention centre, like an arts centre. And they had some demo stuff that we saw a little bit of. It's all really nice, super cool little hip jazz trio when we got in there in the foyer, playing with a percussionist playing cajon and percussion stuff.
Cajon.
That was nice. And I think it was their first year as a guitar show, so there's four display rooms through the space, mostly just small boutique luthiers and a couple of pedal makers and a couple of amp builders. Excuse me. Some really, really high-end, gorgeous acoustic guitars.
Oh.
Really beautiful acoustic guitars. And, we caught up with Alex from Anna Sounds, and he'd been there for a day or so because it went all weekend, this guitar show. So he was keen to get out, get some fresh air in the afternoon. So we went and had coffee and sat outside in the foyer while a friend of his took over his stall, and chatted about guitar stuff and mostly obviously pedals. They're doing some really cool stuff now. I don't know if you've seen it on their website.
The custom,
yeah,
custom engravings,
custom shop pedals. So you can even design, like, because if you haven't seen it, check out some of our videos with the Anasounds pedals. They have bamboo plywood on top of the pedal, and all sort of like laser engraved, etched
pictures.
Yeah, designs and all the labeling, knob controls and all that sort of stuff. And so because it's digitally cut out, you can do anything.
Yeah.
Do one-offs and do short runs and all this kind of stuff. So you can put, like, if you're saying it, great gift idea for someone, guitarist partner, if, you know, he often wants to get your pedal, you could say Merry Christmas to Larry, you know, 2018.
Good old Larry.
Yeah, because Larry loves pedals.
Larry, we.
And so that's pretty cool. And then it's not only bamboo, they're doing like most like Laminex type. Laminex is a company here in Australia, they're probably worldwide.
Like kitchen bench top, yeah, type stuff.
Like, what do you call that? Sort of hard plasticky type.
Yeah.
Finish on it.
It's like the kitchen bench tops that look like stone but are not stone.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But there's that, some block colours, so, and a couple of different finishes like that. So you can cut into those, and it doesn't have to be the timber look. But yeah, I thought it was a really cool concept because, you know, everything else is custom shop these days, like guitars and
one or two custom shop pedals.
Yeah. And no one else is really doing that.
I just saw actually John from Anarchy Audio, which, if you're listening, John, hello, John, here in, in Australia. They just did, I think he did some custom artwork on, he does do some custom artwork, but it's paint on pedals.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Because I think that's, he did a thing where you could, he did like a competition just recently as well. But I mean, not engraved, yeah, etched into timber stuff. That's kind of cool. I always see the look of the Anasound stuff. It's one of the better looking pedals out there. And they sound great too.
So you said, you know, you can upload photos and images and like your logo of your band or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it just spits it out in this machine. And they've just got a new cutter, so all the, I think the ones we have are on this old machine, but the new ones, it shows some of the detail. It's really fine. Like, the laser cut stuff, is the detail's amazing.
Okay.
And all that stuff, oh, sidetracked. I watched a video, is it another YouTube channel called Tested, which Adam Savage from Mythbusters has?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he makes stuff.
Yeah. And the
lightsabers and all that funny,
It's pretty nerdy, but there's a video I watched yesterday, actually, about a 3D printing about how the new stuff isn't in layers. It's all kind of, I kind of got lost in the explanation, but this head goes into a basically a bucket of plastic syrupy kind of resin stuff, and then through UV light and control of oxygen and light, it'll slowly build, bring this object out of the goo. So it prints it as it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not through layers. So all this sort of 3D printing and laser stuff's just getting, every week it'll just be going miles.
Terminator's just around the corner.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. That kind of stuff's been used in music gear. And, yeah.
Well, there you go. Soon, and instead of buying a new pedal, you just order it and you get the code through and the 3D printer prints it out for you.
Could do.
That'd be cool. Well,
a lot of people are doing, like, not necessarily with music gear, but doing open source, I think this phrase is. 3D design, so you can just download.
Oh, and print it.
Like, it could be a, it could be a cup or a whatever you need. And
always need cups.
Yeah, they're always dirty, man. Throw them out when they're dirty.
You have to wash stuff.
So it's kind of cool that stuff's been utilized in the music world, because apart from digital modeling stuff, things haven't changed a lot.
No.
For 40 years. Yeah.
No. More than 40 years now.
Yeah.
It's almost 2020.
Cheat.
I mean, depending on when you're listening to this. But, you know, it's almost 2018, so 2020 is just around the corner. So 30 years ago was 1990, almost.
Yeah, true. Wow. The other thing Outer Sounds are doing, I just, they're just doing some really cool stuff. The other thing they're doing is like a multi-effects.
Yeah, I saw pictures of that.
Now, the idea is just it's basically like four or five analog pedals in one long housing. And you can mix and match on their website. You can do one, like pick, you know, if you want a boost and overdrive. And
yeah.
Or any order of things, you can, if you have a boost and overdrive, you can have a switch to flip orders and stuff.
Okay.
But the cool thing is, because they're kind of, excuse me, internally they're kind of modular, each circuit.
Okay.
So after 12 months, if you decide you don't like that overdrive, want a distortion, you can send it back and they'll build you a distortion circuit, pop it in a thing, and you've got your distortion pedal.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I like the stuff.
They're all cool concepts by themselves, like as well as being actually sounding good and sounding cool.
Well, the Utopia delay is, I think, one of my favourite delays now of all delays I've got. So
yeah, cool.
Check out our demo of that.
Yeah. And and the other thing he mentioned, there was a Chinese barbecue place that we went to in Paris that night,
okay.
in the city, and it was so good. It was very good.
Because, you know, when in France, a place that's renowned for food.
I might have been Korean.
Why not go and eat Chinese? Who wants all that French food?
I mean, might have
been Korean. Let's go Korean, not Chinese.
We had some great Japanese in Italy too.
Yeah. Why eat, you know, Italian food? I eat enough of that stuff here.
Yeah.
Mate.
You can get pizzas from Eagle Jerks.
Mate.
That was the sort of music side of our trip, which is very cool.
Anything exciting and new since you've come back?
Yeah.
No. That was a very excited yeah, but then
I've
silence.
Actually, I've purchased a couple of pedals actually this week or two.
Ooh, do tell.
New toys. Because I've probably mentioned other podcasts. I put together a little special effects type pedal board from my studio.
Oh, I think I'm looking at it right now.
I think you might be.
Yeah.
It's behind me. So that's kind of materialised. And on it so far, I've got a Strymon Deco.
Because nothing says synth more like a Strymon Deco.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? And a slicer, for Boss Slicer.
I'll give you that.
And the Avalanche Run.
Yeah, I'll give you that, maybe.
Now, but there's a gap in the middle, which the Digitech synth... What's the actual name of that thing?
Dirty Robot.
That's it. Yeah, that's where that's going. No. So I've bought a Dirty Robot.
He just pointed there for all you people who don't have the special 3D glasses that can see the stuff.
can you hear me pointing? I'm pointing right now. Can you hear it? And, it's all going to be in stereo and basically just if I will use amp modelling to get... Oh, excuse me. Some amp sounds, but otherwise it's just going to be... gets a little bit of overdrive off the deco and all in stereo. Because they're all super cool in stereo.
Toads.
Yep. The other thing I did, I went on Love Pedals website.
Ah.
And I think it might be over now, probably by the time you listen to this. They had 50% off everything on the website.
Ah.
Which is cool. So I bought a rubber chicken.
Rubber chicken?
Yeah, and a pedal as well.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, boom, boom.
The rubber chicken, it's like an auto, I think.
Envelope filter, I think.
Yeah, it's like an envelope filter.
Yeah.
And,
I'm glad you know what you bought.
Hey, I just bought it.
It was called Rubber Chicken, man. I just bought it for the name.
I did. And I did know of it. I wasn't actually sure what the circuit was technically. But, that's fun. That's coming. And that's about it. I think that's about it, new gear-wise. And, you've been buying things on eBay, haven't you? Is it Double Muff?
Oh, yeah, I bought a couple of things. I just realised there have been a few more people posting what they were looking at.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Actually, there's a few that I didn't even notice up until just then when I looked. There's, because we didn't, it's been a while since we've done a podcast because Alex was away for a few weeks. And
yeah.
So there's Brandon Fulton. Fulton?
Hmm.
F-U-L-T-O-N. He's a bass player from Arizona. This is my board, and this is what was in front of me. And that looks nice too, with a Cali 76, a couple of Renning cuffs. Nice. Supermoon. Very nice. So hello, Brandon. Thank you very much for posting a photo of what you were looking at. Awesome. Nathan Guilford.
Speaking of Nathan, there's probably more bass demos going to come too.
Oh, yes.
So stay tuned. And if you're, we'll check out your board. That looks cool.
Nathan Guilford is eating lunch and enjoying the show.
Cool.
So there's food.
Ooh.
Then we have Mason Green, but we've already said hello, Mason, if you're listening again. Green Child pedals,
mm-hmm.
Green Child effects. We did a couple of weeks ago, just before you went overseas, we did the K818.
Yep.
Which we just uploaded last week, maybe?
Recently.
Recently. Grey pedal, check it out. Hello, Mason, if you're listening. Also, JC Apthorpe, gardening on the banks of the Yarra River in South Melbourne, listening to the latest latest podcast. Keep up the good work, lads. Thank you, JC, from here in Australia. JC Apthorpe, or Appy, I think he said.
Thanks for doing that. That's cool.
Yeah, that's great. That's cool. I always enjoy going to Melbourne and walking around Yarra River down there. It's a very nice area of the world.
Yeah, I think I might have to get back soon. Because I must admit, I've never been to deluxe guitars.
Oh, you're missing out.
I know.
You're missing out.
I think the whole world has been, except for me.
Deluxe guitars is really good down there. And generally Melbourne, I really enjoy Melbourne. Oh, yeah. It's just a lovely spot.
It's not just one music shop.
Some good friends. No, Pony Music as well. Good friends of mine that run that down there. Damien and Rachel, if you're listening, hello. And also, again, Hugh Roberts, not 100% sure how you pronounce the first name, because he was, what did he say? That Welsh people have an interesting relationship with vowels or something. But he sent us another photo. So thank you very much, Hugh, for continuously posting. That's good. And before we keep going, if you are listening to this podcast, and there is, for whatever reason, more and more people listening to this podcast, I think we might hit 9,000 for this month. If it keeps going the way it's going, we're going to have 9,000 listens in October. Because, I mean, we're nearing the end of October. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you so much. Mm. Whatever you're looking at right now, if it's safe, of course, whatever you're doing, looking at, don't have to take a photo of yourself, just whatever you're looking at right now while you are listening to this, take a photo of it and post it on our Facebook page. So there'll be links below us, but it's basically facebook.com/ Super Fun Awesome Happy Night Pedal Show, I think. Yeah, I think it's just that. So it's just go to Facebook and type in Super Fun Awesome. That's pretty much all you need to do.
Yes.
There aren't many people that are stupid enough to have a name like that. So, and then just post it, a picture of where you are while you're listening to this. If you're on in a subway or on a train, or if you're eating lunch, if you're gardening at the banks of the Yarra River, anything you want to post it. Let us know you're listening. Let us know where you are.
Yeah.
You should check it. Where's Nathan Guilford from?
If you're in a...
Frederick, Oklahoma City. Oh, cool. There you go. Thank you, Nathan, if you're listening.
If you're in a missile silo in North Korea or something.
Then before we push the red button, take the photo. So what's new with me? Well, what's new with me?
This is a double muffy board?
Yes.
Is that the one that's stacked like knobs vertically?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
So I didn't really know a whole lot about it. I've seen lots of pictures before, but one just came up really cheap on eBay, and I went... It was one of those things where I just went, I think it was like 40-something US dollars.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. It wasn't much. I think it ended up being around $70 Australian, maybe $74 or something like that Australian, including postage from America. So, and I just thought, let's just put a bid in. and see how I go. One of those ones, I do that every once in a while. If there's something that I see where I kind of go, oh, that would be kind of cool, and it says there's, I don't know, 24 hours to go, I'll put in a bid, which is usually not a lot much higher than what the bid is there, and I go, well, if someone bids on it, and I lose it, I don't win it, then I don't win it. But if I win it at that price, I win it. And no one else bid on it, so I won it.
Cool.
So Electromonix Double Muff is coming. So I think it's more like an overdrive, but stacked. So it's a double. I think it goes back to one of their, whatever it was called, the thing that actually used to plug into the guitar.
Yeah, right.
So the little box, the LP. PB or whatever they were called, screaming something, and you plugged it into your guitar, a little box, and then you plugged the lead into that. But so it was actually a little box that
treble booster type
sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's stacked, so you've got two, so you can get extra gain.
Cool.
But nice. I've always liked the look of the old EHX pedals. I think it sort of lost its charm when it went to the smaller ones now.
Yeah.
I like the big.
Flimsy,
dodgy stuff. But I just like the way they look, so I think I'm going to start collecting some of that if I find it cheap.
You know what I saw?
Hey.
You know this?
Whoa, so excitement level.
I just thought of a thing. On the internet.
Wow.
I didn't even know they existed. You know the size of the big old Memory Man delays, the big box ones? There was one of those as a drum machine.
Yeah, I was looking at it,
it was $500.
One went just the other day on eBay, and it was another one of those ones where I went, if I wake up early enough, because it's in America and with a time difference, it's always at funny times, and I said, if I wake up enough...
No, there's one in Australia.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
This one, hang on, internet doesn't really work in here very well. Huh. But one just went, oh, here we go, this one. And it's been relisted. This one. Pounds is in England, sorry.
Yeah, that's it.
DRM16.
Yeah. Check that out.
No, don't check it out because
you're gonna buy
I might buy it. But
might have to go in the future just.
Oh, he's upped the price. So it didn't sell for £175.
Yeah.
And now he has it relisted at £290. Dude, if it didn't sell, that's just wrong. If you are, where are we? Oh, geez. M. Sheehan 12 Michael. M. Sheehan? M-S-H-E-E-H-A-N. M. Sheehan 12 Michael. From England. At £175, I probably would have bought it off you, but not, more. But it looks cool. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, looks cool. But it sounds heaps retro.
Heaps retro.
Especially through a guitar amp.
Yes. Okay, so I bought that Double Muff.
Yep.
I bought also, which I'm quite excited about, I bought another Electromonix, the Synth 9.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Which I'm quite excited about. Yeah. So there'll be demos of both of those pedals coming shortly.
Fun.
Synth 9. I like pedals that make guitars sound like they're not guitars. So the Synth 9, I think, would fit lovely into that. I also bought, just because it was ridiculously cheap, a thing from England again.
Mm.
Boss DS2, but one of the old made in Japan ones.
Yeah.
And I think also that was including shipping, maybe 70, 80 bucks.
That's cool.
Which I think they, especially the old Japanese Boss stuff is kind of getting more and more expensive.
Mm.
So I just saw it on eBay and I think it was one of those ones, I don't know how many other people do that, but you look at someone sells something that you're looking for something on eBay.
Yep.
You see someone sell something, you go, oh, that's kind of cool, and you watch it, and you go, oh, let's look at what other stuff that person is selling.
Totally.
And that was on that. And the thing I originally watched, which I don't remember what it was, I didn't get, but I got that Boss DS2.
Cool.
So, excellent. So that's all coming. And was there another thing? Oh, and more Klon stuff is probably coming too.
Yes.
So we've done...
we did some today.
We did some videos today, and we're still waiting. So what did we do today? Today we did the...
Archer.
The J Rockets Archer.
The gold one.
We did the Mojo Hand Effects Sacred Cow, and...
The non-clone...
And that was the
Overdriver.
Interstellar Overdriver by Death by Audio.
Yep.
So we've done, out of all the Klon pedals we have in our hands at the moment, we've done all of them now, which is, I think, is it 11 or 12? It's some stupid number like that.
Yeah.
But we're still waiting on the Ryra the clone. So the guys from Ryra are sending us one, but we're still waiting on that. There is a, what are they called? Rimrock? Rimrock Mythical Overdrive. That's still coming. And possibly an Archifacts
possibly
clone.
Ooh.
Version 2.
Ooh.
Possibly. We're still waiting on that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the two clones today.
One was really good.
The other one was meh.
Yeah.
So which one was really good, Alex?
It was the Mojo Hand. Sacred Moo Cow.
The Sacred Cow. And a big thank you to Thomas.
Yeah, thanks, man.
From Maniac Music Factory here in Australia, who are the Australian distributors of Mojo Hand Effects, and Mark from Mojo Hand Effects, and also Cusack Music, or I don't know if they're made in the same place or made by the same people. Anyway, his email address is Cusack Music on it.
Gotcha.
He actually sent us one. He sent one to the Australian distributor with the whole bunch of other things that were ordered, and then Thomas from Maniac Music Factory sent it through to us, and a bunch of other things. Big thank you for the bunch of other things too. Sacred Cow, really good.
Yes,
I would put it up in probably top 2 to 3 pedals we've done out of all of them.
Top 3. Had a lot more gain than others.
Yes,
but just tone.
Well, that's one of the things I've really noticed. Okay, so here's what I've learned from all the Klon stuff we've done so far. And, I mean, I find it's interesting to me because I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe the word Klon has kind of had this, like, bullshit hung around it a bit.
Oh, huge bullshit hung around it. No, we've got to have a little E next to our thing. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
That's cool. I said shut before.
So, what I've really learned is that they're all really quite different. We've got a friend that we know who lives locally who has a Klon Centaur, one of the actual silly expensive ones.
Genuine.
And he's going to come and we're going to do a video of that, and then we're going to do a shootout. Between that and all the pedals we've got. So what I've learned personally is they all sound really different.
Yep.
Quite different in some cases. Some have a lot more gain than others. Some have very different tone stacks as well.
Yeah.
Some have a lot of headroom, some less. But in the end, they're all quite similar. And I guess the Klon thing in the end, to me, what I kind of got out of this, I think Klon-style pedals are great to boost other things with.
Yes.
They're great when it comes to pick dynamics.
They're really good as a edge-of-breakup type sound.
Edge-of-breakup type sound. So pick dynamics, that's what I mean. Like, as in you pick softly, it's clean, you pick harder. So it reacts like an amp. And I think killer on neck pickups.
Yep.
They really like neck pickups because it really brings that throatiness of the neck pickups, even humbuckers. And you strum a chord, you hear all the notes. So it has that. That's the Klon thing. Yeah. So if you're after an overdrive...
Yeah,
that kind of reacts like an amp, is great at boosting other pedals or an amp, gives you lots of pick definition. I mean, dynamics.
Note definition.
And note definition.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
That's the way to go, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's almost like we need to lose the word Klon and just start again with the word overdrive.
You know? Yeah.
Like, some are really good overdrives and some are not quite as good.
No. Some. Look, to me, out of all the ones we've done so far, probably the ones that maybe really sound the least like... I mean, we haven't done the actual Klon Centaur.
Yeah.
But compared to the KTR, which is similar but yet not similar, I know some people say it's exactly the same, some people say, oh, it sounds completely different. The ones I like the best are probably the ones that sound the least like the KTR. Even though I do like the KTR itself.
Yeah.
But my favourite pedals out of all the ones we've done so far, personally mine, were the ones that probably had more gain and had their own character to it.
For some reason, having more gain, it's not just about more distortion, but it's how it breaks up as well, even lower lower gain settings.
Yeah.
Like, even if you back the gain off, there's still a way that clipping just seems a bit smoother.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a result. The smoothness is a result of having more gain in the first place. I'm not sure, but yeah, that's what you mean.
So for me, and again, we haven't gotten right to the end of it, so, you know, we shouldn't really probably name names yet. But the funny thing for me is I think some of the more popular ones were probably ones that I liked the least.
I think so too.
The ones that a lot of people talk about and kind of go, oh, these are so amazing, so fantastic.
This one's on Instagram. And
these ones I probably liked the least. And there was a few. I mean, just because we're talking about Mojo Hand one today, I would put the Mojo Hand up as one of the Sacred Cows, one of the better ones.
The Matthews effect was really good. Mind you, that's steering away from the original thing.
Again, yeah.
It's got three band EQ and stuff.
And same with, for me also, the Keeley Oxblood, probably still my favourite of all of them, I think. That's it worked for me really well. I like the sound of it.
The Serotone one is very classy too.
Well, but that's different again. So that is a lower gain.
Yeah.
It doesn't have as much gain. It behaves differently. Stuff like the Serotone.
The tone, though, even though it's going back to probably closer to the original, it's...
Which will be interesting to AB them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we will do, too.
We will.
There's a silver.
That's all coming.
Original.
But see, to me... Okay, so for example, ones like the... Like the Serotone.
Yeah.
Right. Ones like, for example, the Tumnus.
Yeah.
Like today, the one we did, the Archer.
Mm.
I would use them as clean boosts.
Sure.
Just to boost volume. Because the drive side, I'm not as... I don't mind the drive side on all of them, but I probably like the clean side of them better.
Sure.
As opposed to... Ones like the Oxblood, the Sacred Cow, the K818.
Mm.
I like the gain side of it.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, the K818, for example, has an up on all of them because it has the second.
Because it has a tube screamer.
It's not actually a tube screamer. What did Mason say the other day? It's the Maxon, the OD.
Oh, okay, was it? Sure.
That type. Whatever it is. Oh, he messaged me the other day, but. Yeah. I mean, it's all interrelated. Yeah. I mean, it's basically this. I mean, it's a
style.
That style.
Yeah.
Which it has a huge bonus that's on it because you have two really good pedals in one.
Totally.
And you don't necessarily need to set the Klon side up to gainy because you've got the.
Can boost the other one.
You can boost the other one. Yeah. So you have three gain stages in one.
Which is often why how you use a Klon on your board too. It's
exactly.
Into a tube screamer or into a blues driver or something else.
But if you're just looking at a standalone Klon style.
Yeah, as an overdrive.
Probably the Oxblood just had something.
Mm.
That's to me, and the Sacred Cow actually too, just as a standalone.
Yep.
And I mean the 818, I really like it. That's the thing in the end. I do like them all, but just some...
It's almost like...
You kind of gravitate more towards some. And to me, those three actually probably are the most standout. Yeah. The Matthews effect is probably not far after that either. I mean, they were all good.
The Anna Sound's one was good too.
The Anna Sound is really good. They're all really good.
Damn it. Our top three is just blown out.
It's just blown out. Yeah. They're just they're all quite different.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if analogy would be like
the Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's true. Another really good. Yeah. That sounds, okay, to me, the Phoenix sounds like the KTR. The sure. Phoenix and the KTR are very similar. Yep. Now, the question is the KTR more like the Centaur or is the Centura that looks like a Centaur more? Because they're quite different.
True.
They're really quite different. Because the KTR as well, much more gain.
Mm. Yep.
Anyway, it'd be interesting. It's, you know, we're not getting a huge amount of views on YouTube out of this, but I find it more for me actually quite interesting.
Yeah,
I like the idea of it.
Slightly self-indulgent.
Hopefully more and more people will watch it because it's. I find it interesting. I made a playlist too. Is it, what do you call it? I think it's called a playlist.
Yeah.
So you can go, if you go to our YouTube channel and you click on playlist, it has only the Klon stuff.
Yeah. I think it'd be interesting to some more shootout type things like this, just because
we've been talking about that. Yeah,
yeah, like maybe a tube screamer type thing, and maybe a muff one might be fun.
Yeah,
just because there's so much, like so many builders now. It's not like
tons of builders.
10 years ago, we had like Electro-Harmonix and Boss and Keeley maybe. Ibanez. So now there's just that's where all the cool stuff comes. Where you get like a. Yeah, it might take a tube screamer circuit and boost the low end and
Change that.
And next thing you know, it's nothing like a tube screamer, but it could be a really, really good pedal. So, yeah. Very cool.
Interesting. Yeah, so stay tuned. There's still, like I said, there's still a few more coming. So that Rimrock Mythical Overdrive is getting a lot of rave reviews. The Ryra clone is getting a lot of rave reviews.
We yet to check those out yet.
Architects.
Yep.
The clone, I think it's called. The clone.
Something.
No, Ryra. The Ryra one is the clone.
Okay.
And Architects, I think, is just clone version 2 or whatever it is. yeah, interesting. I'm quite interested to hear them.
Yeah.
I would have liked. To have tried some others, but that's all the manufacturers that got back to us anyway.
Yeah.
There were some that never even replied to any of the emails.
Yes.
J Rocket Audio Design. but anyway.
That's a good.
Because they have the. Because I mean, we did our very first video we've ever done, which is horrible in a lot of ways. But I mean, check it out. Was a. Klon shootout, and we had the silver and the golden archer.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to have a silver archer again. We borrowed it off a friend back then, but I don't think he has it anymore. Mm. And they just brought out a new archer, which has a EQ on it, like a 5-band EQ, I think.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Which I think is a Steve Stevens signature, but I'm not 100% sure. But or he was involved in one way or another with it. And anyway, but yeah, so they never got back to me, so meh.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Got the one.
Yeah, so stay tuned to that. If there's any like type of pedal sort of shootouts you want us to do, let us know.
Well, there's a couple of series we're gonna do, but that's more like,
which we've been talking about for ages as well.
You know, we had a month off. I'm going to get back into these things gradually. Yeah,
and soon I'll have a month or two. But I mean, that's different. Yeah. yes, but so stay tuned. So there's probably another quite a few more videos that are being uploaded for the Klon shootout. Then we're going to start doing different stuff.
Mm. Oh, before we wrap up, the other pedal we did today was the Interstellar Overdriver.
Death by Audio.
That's so cool.
Yes, and we combined it with the other Death by Audio pedal we had here, which is the Reverberation Machine.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
So when we're setting up, you bought this recently.
Yeah.
The Overdriver.
And another cheap, I think, on our pedal group. We have a pedal trading group.
If you're in Australia.
And I think it was on there fairly cheap, and I grabbed it. Because I like Death by Audio stuff.
Yeah. So you came in and you go, it's all right. It's okay by itself. It kind of has this sort of fuzzy, fat overdrive
thing. Yeah.
Not huge gain, but
no.
Fair amount of drive.
But...
However.
Yes.
Spank that into the reverberation machine.
Which has overdrive on its own as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, which will fuzz up.
Holy moly. That sounded fantastic.
Hey, I think we can actually play some. Would you like to hear some?
Ooh, play some, yes.
This could be pretty lo-fi because it's coming through speakers in the room.
Yeah, and then the microphone in here.
Okay, I'll gradually turn it up. How about that? So this is the overdriver and the reverberation machine.
Doesn't sound like much there, but it does sound really good. No, it's really cool, and having the reverb tails and everything at the end too.
I'll actually go to the last.
Go to the last one?
Because that's where we dialed it in nicely. And here we go.
Watch the video when it comes out. It's really cool.
Hope that translates in the room because, yeah,
it's just coming through microphones through. Well, I mean, through the speakers here in the studio and then into the little microphones on the Zoom.
It's fun.
It was great.
Fun.
Very, very enjoyable. And it's just two knobs: one big knob for gain, basically, or overdriver.
Overdriver.
Because it's not overdrive; it's an overdriver, and then a master volume.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. I'd like to try the deluxe Interstellar Overdriver because it's got the second button and more knobs.
That's what you need.
And I want Death by Audio to make me a signature pedal, which is the deluxe Interstellar Overdriver. Well, I don't know deluxe. Let's just say the Interstellar Overdriver with a boost in front of it and a reverberation machine in it. In one.
That'd be cool. Do you want the boost after or
no? Before. Before, so it hits the front end of it, so you get more. It embiggens. I've got boost after it. You can put boost after it later.
Chubby. No, I was thinking between the two.
Oh, you could with a little switch.
Yeah, because you
can flick.
The same amount of overdrive, you could smash the reverb harder.
Yes. Okay. Switch with a switch. Thank you, Death by Audio guys.
Checks them out.
Yes. No, we're not paying him for it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They're giving it to us.
I forgot.
In Dreamworld land.
Imagination land.
So that was today. How long have we been going for? It feels like we've been going for a while.
Oh no.
43 minutes. Sorry for the noises of picking that up. 43 minutes.
Nice.
What should we talk about? Is there anything? Let's have a look. I've got a list of things.
Oh yeah.
What should we talk about? Oh, because you went to France.
Yes.
French people make things I like lately.
Yeah.
And Belgium, which is not, I think they wouldn't like being called French.
No, it's like the Tasmania of Australia. Or the Ipswich of Brisbane, which might be more appropriate.
No, so...
It's fucking weird. I've been to Brussels and stuff. It's a weird place.
Yeah, I mean, Belgium is different, but they're not in a bad way.
No.
You know, don't go away, Belgian people.
No.
But I mean, we've done was it last year? Yeah, last year we did Mammoth Machine delay.
Yeah.
And they're bringing out a couple of new things now, and some of the stuff looks really cool.
Mm. Totally.
I actually messaged them.
Oh yeah.
Because they're bringing out that Cobra. Something or other, which is a rat, but with an octave in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
And I messaged them and, you know, that I'd like to try that. they're from Belgium, so they're Belgium. And
yeah.
I really quite like what they do, and I really like their artwork on the pedals too.
Yeah, another
sort of etched into the into the thing.
And all of that kind of stuff was that kind of attention to detail and those kind of stylistic ideas were all through that guitar show I mentioned in Paris.
Yeah.
Like, just because there was a lot of there, but the acoustic guitars are amazing. Like, the attention to detail. There was one really cool electric guitar, I have to tell you. It kind of had this really cool, like, pale blue. You know that blue guitar over there? It's kind of that kind of gold.
Again, put your glasses on, people. Yeah. No, it's a Larrivée. It's been in some of our videos. It's been in
videos. The Larrivée, like the Les Paul Junior thing. So kind of like a pastely light blue colour. And it was all cracked, like had that crackle finish to the paint. Okay. And it had 50 in the inlaid on the fretboard at 12th fret. And I poorly attempted to ask what it was.
Le 50, le question mark.
Le what the hell?
Le what the hell?
And I have to get this right. I think the story was that it was either the owner of the guitar, like original guitar builder, or the customer. I can't remember how it worked out, but they planted this ash tree 50 years ago.
Oh.
And it's now 50 years later, and they cut it down and
made guitar out of it.
And it was planted for that reason.
Well, there you go.
How cool is that?
That's pretty crazy.
It was a really lovely guitar.
It's not a short-term thing, but let's build some guitars now. No, let's build some in 50 years.
Yeah, but imagine doing that. I could do that now for grandchildren or something like that.
Yeah.
Such a cool idea.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, all those kind of just like, has that passion behind it.
Yeah.
Like you're saying about, is it Jeremy, isn't it? From Mammoth.
Jeremy, yeah.
Mammoth Machines, it's all that. And, it's just kind of this, you feel like nothing's been not thought about.
Because it's, for me personally, I think three of my favourite companies at the moment.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's others too, but three of my sort of newfound companies that I really like at the moment. Two are French, one is Belgian. I mean, Mammoth Machine, Anna Sounds, and Two Notes.
Yeah, cool.
It was just last weekend, Anna Sounds and Two Notes did a thing together.
Ah, right.
In France somewhere.
Yeah.
I should have gone to that.
Is that in a music shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met the guy who owns a music shop.
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
Yeah. He didn't speak much English, or we sort of talked briefly.
Baguette. Gérard Depardieu. Peugeot.
Le guitar.
Peugeot.
Rouge.
I don't know, it's like French, right? No, but I mean, I really dig Two Notes. I've become a huge fan of Two Notes.
What was the new IRs you've been talking about?
They did IRs with Rev amps.
Oh, yeah, true.
And I downloaded, because the thing is, I've been using a lot of the Two Note stuff too, but I've been just playing around with lots of different IRs. Just, they're quite cheap to buy. Mm. So I've bought a bunch of Celestion ones. I bought a bunch of Ohnhammer ones.
Cool.
I bought a bunch of, what is it called? Rosen Digital.
Yeah.
Which are all great. And the Two Note stuff is good. They're all a little bit different. So one thing I actually quite like about the Rev ones, you can get an open back 4x12 because all the others are basically closed back 4x12s.
Yep.
Now, I've been using my amp, which is just a Heusen Kettner Deluxe 20, little amp, I just size, you know, I want something small, going into Two Notes Torpedo Live. And for ages I've been using a 4x12 greenback.
Like an old Marshall type thing.
Yeah, but then a few podcasts ago, we talked to Aaron of Sleepwalk Amps.
Yep.
And also who's Peter Cropper's out of the church, Guitar Tech. And he was saying he really likes these old EV speakers.
Mm. Especially for Dumble type sounds.
Especially for Dumble type sounds. So I actually bought Ohnhammer do an old Marshall checkerboard cab, which has EV speakers in it.
Cool.
And I quite like that, and I've been using it for a little bit. Nice. But they're always, all of them are closed back. And then Two Notes, I got email from Two Notes about the new Rev IRs that came out. And it was an open back 4x12, and I got to say, I like it. I tried out the close back and the open back.
Yeah.
in the Rev, because you go to La Boutique, and that's not just me trying to be French, but it actually is called La Boutique, like the Le Clean and Le Drive and Le Lead and Le Base. It's great. I think it's great. The names are great. It's very for, you know, kind of making fun of non-French speaking people who just call things Le. I tried them, and I really liked the open back 4x12, and I've been using it last few gigs, the cool. Two Notes Rev. So I think they work together with Rev amps.
Okay. So tonally, what's the difference? Is it more, less bottom end, more open?
It's, yeah, less boomy. It's just friendlier sound to me. Cool. I mean, I've always used combo amps. I've never been a... Stack. Back in the old days, I had a clean combo amp and a... I had a rack preamp, rack power amp, rack preamp going into 4x12, fake 4x12, which actually one of the speakers we use now in our demos all the time.
Is that the one we pulled apart?
The one we pulled apart, which was a homemade 4x12 with greenbacks in it. And you ended up with one, I ended up with one, and then you did some speakers for someone else. The other two?
Yeah, I think I've got two. One somewhere else. I don't know where that is.
I know, yeah, good. But anyway, that's the only time I had it, and it was a close back 4x12. That's the only time I ever used it, but
side note, I really want to try 10-inch greenbacks.
Yeah. For probably majority of my playing life, I used a 4x10 combo.
Great.
And I really like that sound.
Yeah.
And I actually want, one of the things I want to do in future episodes, and I mean in future videos, so I want to do IRs of, well, one of your speaker here that we always use for demos, an AB it.
Cool.
Do like AB the live mic'd up thing and an IR of it. And I want to do an IR of my 4x12, my 4x10 combo.
Yeah, cool.
And so, check that out, AB that as well. But yeah, so I'm really digging that now. I'm really, really liking it. I'm really the two note stuff. I think is great. It's so easy to use. Their software too. I mean, especially if you're using third party IRs too. But if you use their plugins, you plug your, you know, the thing, whether it's the little cab thing or if it's the live or the studio, you plug it via USB into your computer. Yeah. You open up the software that you get with it. The editor's just Two Notes Editor, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And then if you want to try out amps through their shop, and they've got hundreds of amps in there, you click on the La Boutique button and it takes you there and you can actually try it out. So before you buy it, you can try out any amp. And the cool thing with their stuff is, again, as opposed to the third-party stuff, you have like a virtual room. So on there, I mean, I'm sure there's videos of it on YouTube somewhere. Check it out if you haven't seen it. But on the software, you basically have this virtual room and you can change a room. So you have Studio 1, Studio 2, slightly different room. Then you have a corridor or something like that. And you have a basement and you have a loft and you have a cathedral. And it's basically you put these virtual speakers into all these different virtual rooms. And then you literally have a mic stand with a mic that sits in front of it, and you click the mouse on it, and you can move the mic stand to wherever you want, including behind the speakers.
Yeah, cool.
So you can go in front or behind of the speakers.
Yep.
And if you use their Wall of Sound plugin, or if you use the studio, the big sucker rack thing, I think you can have multiple cabs and multiple mics as well.
Yeah, I believe so.
At once. So you can actually sit there, you can chat, and then you can decide how much of the room sound you want, and you can move the mic so you can have zero room sound and move the mic right in front of the speaker, or you can move it a little bit out of the way, or you can have it in a cathedral I think there's like a live club and all these different settings.
Cool.
And it gives you different reverbs and different ambiences too.
Nice.
I think it's really, really cool. I've become a huge fan of that stuff. And so far... you know, touch wood. I just hit my head then when I said that. I haven't had any issues whatsoever with them. Never any problems. I've done quite a lot of live gigs with it.
Wow.
And it sounds great, easy to use, easy to store stuff. It's really, really, really good. And Anna Sounds, speaking of French you know, that's another brand. The Utopia Delay, really dig it.
Yeah.
The Savage, really dig it. Hopefully, they'll send us some more stuff to do videos of. But
yeah,
the French people really knock it out of the park.
Yeah, the guitar show tried Alex's phaser.
Ah.
Pretty cool. It's part of one of the big multi pedals.
Well, you can get that as a separate thing too. Yeah.
But I'm not really sort of massive phaser head, but it's like all gooey and the fuzz was nuts too.
The bitone fuzz, so it was got a bite.
No, it might be different, but I think
is it the one that looks like a cookie that they took a bite out of?
I'm not sure. It's part of one of the multi things pedals.
Okay.
You might have to remind me which one it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like pretty massive. I wore a sound thing, especially that phaser.
Well, I think they have a, I think it's called Biton fuzz or something like that. And the actual the pedal, it looks like a biscuit with a bite taken out of it. And I think it only has one knob.
Yeah, cool.
Like a single knob. Hang on, let's check it out. I know this is riveting podcasting stuff. Yeah, so kudos French and Belgian people.
Yes.
Really liking your stuff at the moment. Not to say that, you know, other people don't have good stuff, but just seems at the moment I really like their stuff.
Very good.
Cool,
man.
Yeah. I mean, that's about it, isn't it? How long have we been going for? We've been going for 56 minutes.
Tasty.
Hang on, I'm just quickly looking this up. I just want to know what, because I think it's called Biton or something like that.
Oh, Biton.
Like Biton.
Yeah.
Is it or something like that? Products. Yeah, Biton fuzz, Biton. And is it the Feed Me or Freg Up or something? Like Phase Lag. There you go, Phase Lag.
Yeah, that's the one. Yep, I remember now.
I think actually the Feed Me is another drive.
So that's another thing we should do. Because with talking about a series of demo type shootout things, I thought we should do stuff that maybe isn't covered all that often, like harmonic tremolo.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And there aren't that many of them.
It's such a gorgeous type effect, yeah. Especially with mostly clean top sounds.
Yeah.
And phases, it's kind of, you know, there's kind of few dedicated people love phases, but
yeah.
It's kind of often overlooked.
It's the Eddie Van Halen solo,
yeah.
Quickly push it for a bar here and bar there.
Yeah. sure.
Yeah, I like stuff like that, swirly sounds. I like swirly sounds. Yeah, well, maybe we should do that sort of stuff too.
Once again, it's probably kind of like the clone thing, educating ourselves as much as showing them on off demos.
Yeah. Stay tuned. There'll be lots more stuff coming on our YouTube channel. Hopefully more. I want to do the podcast more regularly too now because we...
Sounds good.
We tend to... I mean, the thing is we have... other things in life that get in the way, and it's hard to find a time for it more than anything else. And it's quite hard at times to get together enough to do this on a weekly basis. I mean, quite often we do 3, 4, 5 videos in one go, and that is usually, you know, I usually have some videos still left to upload. I try to at least once a week or every 3 to 4 days I try to upload a new video. And you know, if we do 5 videos in one sit, that's sort of 2 weeks, so sometimes it skips a week, and then maybe that, you know, someone is sick or someone has to do something or it doesn't have time. But we'll try to do this more regularly. Let us know if there's anything you want to see us do. Like, we've been talking about doing some teaching videos, like guitar, because I mean that's part of what I do as a day job, is I'm a guitar teacher. Guitar teaching bass videos.
Definitely bass effects.
The bass effects, effects combos, also studio-related stuff. I mean, Alex runs a studio. I'm just about setting up my studio at home.
Yep.
You know, I've been building, rebuilding a shed into a studio. And, I mean, we're sitting here in front of a wall of rack units and stuff like that, and a big console. And so if you have any questions on any of the stuff, or if you want to see us do certain videos on things, or if you want to hear us talk about certain stuff, let us know. Shoot us a message. Just go to our Facebook and You can send us a message on Messenger, or you can leave a post or something, or and of course do the old leave a picture of what you're looking at right now, and
great,
let us know what you think and what else we could do. Ooh, and
ooh,
let us know if we, for example, would start doing things like t-shirts or maybe pics with our
g-string
A strings.
You could do a full set, really.
Full set. If we were to do stuff like that, and if you were interested in purchasing such a thing, let us know.
Why is a G string called a G string anyway?
I have no idea. To our 0.2% female listeners out there,
or selected male listeners.
Yeah, I wonder why it's called a G string. I don't know. But it's always the funny thing at gigs when you're playing in a restaurant or something, and it's quite a semi-serious gig, and you break a string, you're bound to break the G.
Yep.
And then I always make a big deal out of it. I go, well, I'm just gonna have a little break. I got to put a new G string on, and then you can hear, you know, the sort of snotty, snooty people kind of going,
"He's a G string.
He made a humorous remark." Yes.
Yeah.
On that note, so yeah, let us know. Let us know if something like that would be of interest to you. Let us know if there's anything in particular you want us to talk about. And we sort of go from there. But we would like to start doing things. I mean, one of the things, I know, sorry, I'm rambling now, but we would love to one day go to something like NAMM, for example.
Yes.
But for two dudes from Australia, it's quite a long and expensive trip. So it's something, you know, where we need to raise funds. So let us know, for example, if you wanted to see us doing NAMM, the best ever NAMM reviews and NAMM videos.
Super fun, awesome, happy time NAMM show.
Yeah. You know, let us know if you would want us to do that, A. And B, let us know if there were some products we would put up to make money to fund it. Mm. What would you like to see and what would you be interested in purchasing? Also, I mean, for example, something like GitCon.
Yes,
that would be quite interesting to go to if we were invited. Henning, old buddy, old pal, you know, if you're listening.
Right. Cool.
Why not invite the Australians to come to the Germany for the GitCon? Yeah.
Pan-European accent.
But let us know. Anyway, cool. So actually that's something we should talk about too, GitCon at some stage.
Yes, true. That'll be fun.
That'll be fun, yeah. So let us know. And on that note, thank you so much for listening. Check out our YouTube channel, check out our Facebook page, and all that stuff. And please subscribe and let us know what you think. Leave us some comments. Leave us a review on iTunes. That would be absolutely awesome. We would love you forever if you were to, because so far only one lovely, lovely person left a really, 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 really good review, and it definitely wasn't me.
Right.
Or was it? So anyway.
Right.
On that note, thank you so much, and see you guys next time.
Yeah. See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.